Episode 2109, Change Becomes Less of a Mystery.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you had a fabulous weekend. It is Mindset Monday. I hope you're ready to uncover a mystery. It's all about change becomes less of a mystery. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What one word would you use to describe your year to this point? You can't change what you don't know, but when you acknowledge what you do know, change becomes less of a mystery. This year has been a wild ride. Some have really benefited from it. Others have suffered. Where are you today? Are you challenged by what the year has brought you? Have you struggled with the schooling of your children? Have you wished more debt was paid off so you weren't in this position? So many questions, little answers. You find yourself just going in circles. But it's in times like these that we need to realize you don't have to settle for the hand you have been dealt. You can make some changes, but you have to know where you start. So the question is, what one word would you use to describe your year to this point? Now, we could sit here for a long time, but I want you to think about the word that comes to mind right now. Now, how does that word sit with you? Does it make you uncomfortable? Do you feel like, oh man, this isn't me, but for some reason I'm here? Does it excite you about the opportunity? Are you upset by the complications in your everyday? You do not have to stay locked and loaded on where you are at. You can choose to make a change and create your now. But the thing is this, you have to make a choice. And that requires a decision. And in reality, we don't like making decisions right now. Because there's what? There's no certainty. And when our mind was created, God said, I want you to have certainty. So we are fighting within ourselves. That's what's crazy when it comes to mindset. We fight within our own mind. We want something different, yet we want certainty. And when we make a change, there is no certainty. So change becomes a constant. So then how can certainty even exist if change is a constant? Do you see the force here that we have when it comes to making a change in your everyday life? It's not easy. But the good news is you do have a choice. And in that choice means you get to make a decision. Notice my words. You get to make a decision. You don't have to. You get to. That should encourage your heart, not wear you down. So why not reignite your day with a new one word that will propel you forward and change the landscape you see right now? Reignite your day. That is your kiss to keep it simple strategy. I'm amazed at how many people say they are exhausted. They say they're frustrated and overwhelmed by this year. They're like, I just don't know what to do. I'm stuck in it and I don't know how to get out of it. They go as far as saying, oh, I've gained that 10 or 20 pounds. You thought freshman 15 was bad. Try COVID-19. Yeah, 19 pounds, ha ha, right? Okay, I know, I will keep my day job and I won't become a comedian. But seriously, think about it. We have the opportunity to make a change in our life, how we see things, the landscape before us, yet we still want to work within our comfort zone. Yet we don't want to get off the couch. Yet we say, oh, but I really do, but no, I really don't. Now you can choose to stay where you are and soak up more exhaustion, frustration, and overwhelm. That's a choice you have. And if that's what you like, great. I love you and have a great day. But you're wondering, wait a minute, that's not really what I like. I don't like being exhausted. I hate being frustrated and overwhelmed. Well, it's overwhelm. I don't even know where to begin. The word stuck doesn't even comprehend in my mind. So that means you can choose to reignite your day. So what does that look like in your everyday? Well, number one, let go of what you can control. Yes, you need to release what you can control in order to change what you do control. That's kind of a tongue twister, isn't it? So much of our mind can focus on what, you know, we can't control. It goes there. Why? Because it's the negative. Okay, well, if I can't do that, what does that really aim us towards? Certainty, because you get to stay where you are. And what did we say earlier? The mind likes certainty. It does not like change. It's going to fight it. So why go into a battle that you know you're most likely not going to win? So let go of what you can control. Deal with what you can, not with what you can't. Number two, capture what you want in your day. If that magnetic draw is to what you can't do, you will not be able to capture what you want because it's all focused on the negative. It draws you in and you're like, it's there. Why does it keep drawing you in? Because the mind likes certainty. And it's not always about habits. Habits can be changed. We just have to work at them a little harder. But you see, this factor of certainty actually can be the factor that holds you back. You want your day defined as a certain way. So capture what you want in your everyday. You can have specific expectations. Own them and own what is yours to own. It's when you say, okay, I got this, and then you have to put it into action, which means what? It takes time to cross over through the transition in order to have transformation. It is not overnight success. This is not about going viral with one decision. No, this is about showing up every single day and doing the hard work. Mindset is not easy. And in fact, it really can, believe it or not, lead you to exhaustion and frustration at times with yourself because you're in the battle with your mind. And your mind says, I don't like this. It makes me uncomfortable. It's not certain. I don't know where I'm going to end up here. So why do you keep pushing me to this direction? You're like, because I am making a conscious decision. Subconscious, you can go to bed right now because I am in control. Let go of what you can control. Capture what you want in your day. And finally, number three, speak life in your everyday. Choose the one word that will elevate and energize your day, not the one that deflates you. We can go down that road. I'm sure you've been there, maybe almost every other day. Why do you think you're exhausted, frustrated, and overwhelmed? Well, for obvious reasons. You're trying to sit here and deal with really what maybe you can't change, COVID-19. It's in your lap, whether you want it to be there or not. Decisions have been made that are out of your control, but the good news is, the hope that you have is that you can choose how to respond to the situation that you're in. So speak life in your everyday. Choose the one word that will elevate and energize you. Because you know what? The world is already going to deflate you. It does it every day. Just turn on the news. For me, I just keep it off. I listen to a few things and then I'm like, okay, no, I have selective hearing when it comes to what is going on in the world right now. Because my mind doesn't need to be confused anymore. My mind doesn't need to be set on certainty because right now there's nothing but uncertainty in the world every single day that we wake up. So speak life in your day. Don't sit there and rely on somebody else to do the work for you. You have to be willing to do that work. You have to be willing to say, you know what? I'm not going to stand for this, nor am I going to sit for this. I'm going to make a change. So what is your one word? What is it? What is that one word that says, this is the new me? Take that one word and write it on your mirror in your bathroom, but don't use a permanent magic marker. Please use an Expo marker. I don't want you to ruin a mirror. I'm sure your mirror is beautiful. I've done that in my room, in my bathroom, and I've written my one word. It keeps me focused. It keeps me grounded. Write it on a sticky note. Put it on the front, on your lock screen, on your phone. Every single time you click on your phone or a notification comes through, it's going to say that one word. Imagine how your day would change if you took off all your notifications and all you saw was the one word to feed your soul, to feed your mind, to feed your body. Write it on a sticky note. Keep it top of mind. That means it's got to be in front of you. If you try to act like, oh, I already got this already. This is so easy. No, it's not. Or you would have already done it. And you wouldn't be in the position you are now. You wouldn't feel overwhelmed. You wouldn't feel frustrated and you wouldn't feel exhausted. You would be energized. And if you're not feeling that, you need to look harder at where you are sitting, the landscape that you're in. Change your environmental influences. The one word, put it in front of you. The more you see it, the easier it will be to execute it. You will search out what you see. So go after your new one word. You know I say this all the time, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. It's one, not two, not three, not four, not 25. We could go all the way up to 1,000 or more. But you're not here for a counting lesson. You're here for a mindset lesson. And that mindset is this. You will search out what you see. So get it in front of you. And begin to search for that new word. Find what ignites you so it can reignite your day. Light that fire in your belly. Also the fire in your head. Be ready that when you wake up, it's like, praise the Lord, it's a brand new day and I'm loving it. Yeah, there are still going to be things that you don't like. You're going to have family confrontations. You're going to have things that your daughter and you disagree on. You're going to have things with your son that you're like, no, hon, we're not going that far. You're going to have things with your husband. He's going to be like, why didn't you do the laundry yet? It's been 3 days. And you're like, well, have you been living my life? I don't think so. Stop complaining, right? This is real stuff here. So take a deep breath. And understand that you can control what you can control. Stop focusing on the can'ts in your life. That's hunkering down into the certainty of negativity. And that gets you nowhere. It's time to look at the abundance of what God has before you. Search out what you see. Put that word in front of you. Put it in the bathroom. How long do we spend in the bathroom? I'm talking about the toilet bathroom, not in the shower or brushing your teeth or putting on your makeup or shaving your beard. I'm talking about when you go to the bathroom. TMI, but I'm being honest with you. Put it where you're going to see it. Put it on the refrigerator. You like to eat, right? Put it on the refrigerator. Oh, wait, do you drive somewhere? Put it in your car right next to the speed limit because you really shouldn't be speeding. You need to be safe and you need this new word. It works. You can change your landscape. Let's clear the clutter of the weeds. Fall is here. Beauty is upon you. Search out what you see. Reignite your day. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.